child born yet? Oh, shoot. It's you, isn't it? You're already so big, grown up. I must be, what, 20, 25 years late? I'm sorry. Time doesn't work the same way for me, you know? That's why I usually don't mingle with humans. There's so many differences. Yes, like my physical appearance. Oh, you're freaking out. Oh, you must be asking yourself what this little girl with dragonfly wings, dark eyes, and green skin is doing here in your room. Oh no. Oh no, please don't be afraid, sweetie. I'm not a little girl. I'm just a fairy. In fact, I'm your fairy godmother. I was supposed to be here when you were born to give you one blessing, but there was so much to do in the forest, I forgot. And I just thought of it again, and, well, since I was not here for your birth, it's too late for a blessing, so maybe I can grant you a wish? If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? Oh, my poor child. Why do you cry? Is it because you're in a wheelchair? Oh, your body doesn't work the way that it should, huh? You know, I could fix it. I could get you a functioning lower body with more normal features. No? Why not? Oh, I guess it is part of who you are now. Makes sense. But are you really sure? Well then, what do you want? Why don't you tell me your wish? Hey, don't cry. It's supposed to make you happy. One wish from a cute little fairy. You can't think of anything? Oh, you can, but it's too embarrassing. Ta-ta-ta, child. This won't fly with me. Fly. Got it? Oh, just let me take your head in my hands. I promise whatever you wish, I will grant it. I can see your thoughts. They're like a torrent. Humans are such interesting creatures. But if I concentrate, I can see one thing that swims up to the surface. A thought, a wish, a craving, so bright and full of joy. What? If you could have anything in the world right now, it would be a blowjob? You really like blowjobs, huh? How long has it been? Fuck, that long? And you even want me to do it? Don't deny it, I saw your fantasy. And right now you're desperate for me to get on my knees like a good little fairy godmother. Oh shit, I did promise, didn't I? No, it's absolutely not shameful. I would do it in an instant. I love sucking cock. And I owe you some for being so oblivious all this time. It's just, humans are so big. I never done it with a human, because I wouldn't be able to get more than the head in without breaking my jaw. But my promise was a magically binding promise. I must complete it or I will risk being banished from the magical society. You can see why I'm really nervous all of a sudden. That's so me, always rushing and making stupid decisions in the process. Well, I guess there's no choice. Oh, stop saying no, this is not so bad. It will probably be a little painful to me and disappointing to you. I'm used to fairy cock, and they're usually like 1 or 2 inches long. I'm sorry, but stop squirming. Like I said, it's my duty, and I just can't go back on a magical promise. Holy shit! I did not expect that. Your cock is perfect. I mean, it must be little for a human, but compared to every cock I've ever tasted, you're so huge. And it's already hard and red and throbbing for me. That's a very good cock, child. I can totally deep throat that cock. And I got the feeling it will stretch me just enough that it's deliciously painful without doing any real harm. Come on, look. It's roughly the size of my head. Oh, this is going to hurt so good. Can I touch it? Oh, my hands are so tiny. I can't wrap them around your shaft. And the weight of it? Nestmel. Oh, sorry. I'm drooling like crazy here. But it's perfect. Baby, it's perfect. May I taste it? Please? Oh. And since I'm magically bound to your cock right now, how about I call you Master? May I take your heavy and godlike cock in my teeny tiny mouth, please, Master? Thank you. Oh. This cockhead is so smooth and tasty. Oh, so spongy on the outside. But so hard beneath the surface. I feel it when I press it against my tongue. I shake it in my mouth. My jaw is already starting to ache, just a bit. I could try to get it halfway in my mouth. Would you like that, Master? Even that may be too much for my sweet, tiny fairy mouth. But I want it so bad, Master, please. I want to suck on a marvel of this cock. Please. Oh, thank you. Let me show you. How much? I'm grateful right now. Powerful, grateful, Maha. Delightful. Tasty. Oh, by all the trees and all the forest, I can't even bear not having you plunging in the back of my throat. Oh, let me go deeper. No, I can't. I can't. It's just too big for me. I can't do it myself. Please, Master, I need your help. This horny, slutty fairy needs you to take her head in your hands and force her to take your whole cock inside her throat. Please use me, Master. Use my mouth and my throat as roughly as you please. Oh, your hands feel so big wrapped around my little head. Oh, and you're so strong compared to me. I can wriggle and try to escape all I want. Nothing could stop you from pulling my head down closer and closer to your cock. I'm so scared. I'm so scared, but I want this. It's so, so good. Take it in my mouth and keep it there for a while before I swallow it. Oh, yes, Master, I'm so happy. Please unload your giant balls in my mouth. Damn, there's so much. I can't even take it all in my mouth. No, I'm so sorry. I'm drooling all over myself. Oh, and you're still coming. Oh, Master, you drenched my lower body with all of that scrumptious cum. It's gushing all down my mouth, onto my tits and my legs. May I swallow? Please, Master? Oh, Master, your cum is so tasty. I can't believe it. I've been sucking cock every day for centuries, but I have never, never tasted such an exquisite load of cum. Oops, there's some on your balls. I'm sorry I missed that. I'm sorry I missed this, Master. Will you let me suck the cum off your balls? I want every drop warming my stomach. Oh, Master. I know the promise was kept and I'm released from my magical binding, but can I please keep calling you Master? Thank you. Master, I'm so wet and horny right now. Will you grant a wish of mine? Please fuck me. Please stretch my pussy like you stretch my mouth. I can see you're already so fucking hard again. Oh, my sweet master. Pound me right there, on the bed. Do you need help getting there? No, I can see you're managing that very well, and very quickly. That's right, get on top of me. I'm gonna lie face down, right here, and let my sweet butt point in the air. Just roll up my skirt. No, fairies don't wear panties. Going commando helps me stay connected on the primal level with all of the life in the forest. But right now, the only thing I want to connect with is your enormous, giant cock. If you were but a third of an inch longer, I wouldn't even dare. But you're so perfect. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, no. Not your tongue. Oh, it's too much pleasure. And I want to come with your cock inside me. Oh, please stop, master. Oh, stop. Stop, you're going to make me come. I want to wait. I want to wait for you. No. No. Yes. Stop toying with me, master. Please. Please, master. I need your cock in my pussy right now. Push me down with your big hands, master. I want to feel your whole weight crushing me as you enter my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so big. Oh, how much have you put in? About half? What? Just the head? Are you fucking kidding me, master? Oh, this is so scary. But I need you, master. I need you to plunge it deep inside me. I'll put your whole cock inside of me. Oh, don't worry about hurting me. I love pain. I love feeling pain when I know it's in your service. And I'm a resilient little thing. It is the upside of being a magical creature. Now please, 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 please fuck my pussy. Oh, go all in. Hurt me. Oh, God, yes. Master. Master, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, are you close too? Oh, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for your signal, master. Oh, so we can come together. Oh, in perfect harmony. Best possible way. Have I made you happy? Yes? Well, I'm so proud of having done that. But you know what? Fairies love trickery. And I just played a nasty trick on you, Master. Remember when I asked you if I could keep calling you Master? That was magically binding, too. It means that from now on, you have to give me a big load of cum every day. And the only way to unbind yourself from that contract is if you manage to make me call you anything but Master. Master. I could take years. You can't fool an old fairy like me so easily. I was a very naughty little trickster, Master. I think you should punish me. Very, very hard.
Oh no, not my hair!